Welcome to Feel Better, Live More Bite Size, your weekly dose of positivity and optimism to get you ready for the weekend. Today's Bite Size is brought to you by AG1, one of the most nutrient-dense whole food supplements that I've come across, and I myself have been drinking it regularly for over 5 years. It contains vitamins, minerals, probiotics, prebiotics, digestive enzymes, and so much more, and can help with energy, focus, gut health, digestion, and support a healthy immune system. If you go to drinkag1.com/livemore, they are giving my listeners a very special offer, a free 1 year supply of vitamin D and 5 free AG1 travel packs with your first order. See all details at drinkag1.com/livemore. Today's clip is from episode 380 of the podcast with world-renowned brain coach, Jim Quick. In this clip, Jim explains how the three M's of mindset, motivation, and method can keep you stuck in limiting beliefs, but also liberate you from them. So this is really about a proactive approach to life rather than a reactive one.
Yeah, I very much think like one of the syntaxes or strategies of success is, you know, the be, do, have, share, that kind of model, you know, because it's a lot of people want to jump to the have. They want to have a perfect body. They want to have, you know, lots of money or whatever, right? Or even when people win the lottery, right? And, you know, all the stats when people have and what happens over the next X amount of years, they lose all of that and more. Right? Those jackpot winners, because they jump to the have point, but they were never being a millionaire. So they weren't doing the things that, you know, wealthy people would do to have the things that they would have, right? So I think all behavior is belief driven. People at these events, they'll come to me and like, Jim, I'm so glad you're here. I know you're a memory coach. I have a horrible memory, or our senior moments are coming too early, or I'm just not smart enough, right? And then I'll say, stop. If you fight for your limitations, you get to keep them. If you fight for your limits, they're yours, right? And so I really feel like, you know, everything starts at that being level. I think the nature of what we do, you and I and others, it's about transcending. It's about ending the trance. This mass hypnosis, whether it's through marketing or media or from our parents or from wherever those thoughts kind of came from, you know, and those impressions, those expectations that somehow told us we were broken, that we're not enough. Some of that hypnosis is not just coming from marketing or media or fear-based thing. It's coming from ourselves. It's like internal, you know, belief and internal doubt and even our internal self-talk. Our brains are like this incredible supercomputer, and our self-talk and our beliefs are the programs it will run. If people truly understood how powerful their minds are, they probably wouldn't say or think something they didn't want to be true. And that's not to say you have one negative thought and it ruins your life any more than eating just some of that candy or that donut will ruin your life. But if you did it consistently every single day, multiple times a day, it will show up in your life. And so for me, you know, when we're thinking about planning our day, it's not so much about time management. I'm thinking about more mind management. I'm trying to think about priority management. For me, it's about, you know, controlling the controllables, right? And it's about the most important thing is to keep the most important things the most important things. And for me, the most important thing is the three things that I control. And we could turn this into a masterclass. So Limitless, which is the title of my book, it's not about being perfect. Limitless is about advancing and progressing beyond what you currently believe is possible for yourself or what you're demonstrating for yourself. Think about an area of your life where you feel stuck. Okay, I'm talking to the listeners right now. Like, take a moment. Is it your health? Are you not advancing in your health, your impact, your income, your wealth, you know, your level of happiness? Where do you feel like you're not growing and you kind of feel stagnant and stuck? Where do you feel like you're trapped in a box? Now, by definition, that cube is three-dimensional, right? And so there's three forces that contain that box. And these are the same three forces that will liberate you out of that box. So when I'm coaching a client, what I'm listening for as I'm going through like this intake and this discovery is where, which dimension is keeping them stuck? Where's the bottleneck? So if you think about a Venn diagram, like three intersecting circles, like maybe Mickey Mouse, two ears that are intersecting and a face. These are the three forces, the dimensions, if you will, that keep you stuck and will make you limitless. There are three M's. Those are the methods. So you've mentioned that as a medical professional, you know, doing the work that you do, people know what to do, but they don't do what they know, right? Because common sense is not common practice.
Yeah.
So, I mean, how many times do we need to hear about the benefits of cold therapy, you know, saunas, you know, breathing, you know, meditation, you know, reading and exercising and, you know, zone two. Like we hear the same things. So those are the methods. And the methods could be upgraded over time as we learn more and more. And research is done, and we get that feedback. But a lot of people want to know what to do, but they don't do what they know, because you're right. Knowledge is not power; it's potential power. It becomes power when we apply it. What's keeping people from doing what they should do consistently? Because that's the only evidence that people are you know, committed, is that they consistently act. So the first circle, the first M, is your mindset. Mindset for me, functionally, how I'm looking at it. I define mindset as the set of assumptions and attitudes you have about something. Mm. What's your assumptions and attitudes about money? What are your assumptions and attitudes about health? What's your attitudes, assumptions about love or relationships? So I'm just always thinking about mindset. And the three things I would think about mindset for everybody is not just your attitudes and assumptions about money. Because if your attitudes and assumptions about money is the root of all evil, or you know, you don't get rich if you're hurting people, whatever, that you won't use the methods, right? That keeps people inconsistent. Because that's why people self-sabotage, is because of mindset. They take one step forward and two steps back, right? They buy one of your five best-selling books, right? And it just sits on their shelf, unread, and becomes shelf help, not self-help, right? Because their mindset is, it's just like, if I have the book, then my life is better. And that's absolutely not true, right? And even if you read the book and didn't apply it, your life is no better than somebody who's illiterate, right? So the mindset's a little bit different. I would also say that in this mindset, it's not just your set of assumptions about health and relationships and love that will keep you from doing the methods. They're your attitude, assumption about yourself. So there are three things that I would focus on in mindset. Number one, what I believe is possible. Because if you don't believe it's possible, you're not going to do it, right? And that's the other second thing, is what I believe I'm capable of. Because you could believe it's possible for someone else to heal, or someone else to have a great relationship, or someone else to be happy, but you might not believe it's possible for yourself, right? So what I believe is possible, what I believe I'm capable of, and then the third one, what I believe I deserve, right? Because that's kind of a thermostat setting that, we, you know, if you feel like we don't deserve that income, or deserve, you know, that relationship, or deserve, you know, that level of intelligence, that impact, whatever, then we're always gonna be mitigated in that box, because that dimension is holding strong. So that's mindset. And the last part of it, the third dimension that starts with M, is motivation. So you're only gonna be stuck in that box if you have the right methods to get out of that box, if you have the right mindset that allows that box to expand, and if you have the motivation to even get out of that box, right? To be able to practice and play at the edge of what you perceive are your limits. And I believe that motivation is a very straightforward thing for me. In order to motivate yourself, or to motivate someone else, your kids, your team, right? Or someone to buy your product, or someone to invest. There are three factors. The formula is three parts to get limitless motivation. And limitless motivation is just P, the letter P times E times S3. P times E times S3. So really, let's use an example. Let's say, you know, you listen to one of our podcasts and you hear all these experts talk about exercising and it's good for your brain, right? As your body moves, your brain grooves. You create brain-derived neurotropic factors, but you're not exercising. You're not moving daily, right? Because the first part is P, is purpose. A lot of people, they think purpose is something cognitive. I'm pointing to my head. But really, I think it's more the heart. It's a feeling. It's something that you feel. You feel purpose. And if you don't have a reason, you won't get the result. Even when people forget people's names, right? Mm-hmm. So if I ask an audience of 1,000 people, I say, who's has trouble remembering names? 95%, 99% of people raise their hand, right? If they're honest. And then I said, okay, what if we gave you a suitcase full of millions of wealth, right? Currency. If you just remember the name of the next stranger you meet outside, who's gonna remember that name now? And then those same people raise their hand, right? And then so as a coach, I'm saying, okay, how did you all become memory experts all of a sudden, right? You just said you couldn't do this and now you can do this. So I'm calling you on your BS, your belief systems, right? It's not true that you can't remember names. You're just not motivated, right? Because we don't remember all names, but we don't forget all names either, right? So that's the power of purpose.
Are people trying to jump the gun? Are they trying to get to just
the method?
Jim, give me the method, give me the hack, tell me how to learn. But you're like, no, back up a minute. Let's go upstream. What's your reason?
Yeah.
Without the reason, forget it.
And that's the thing, because I've got goosebumps. You zoom in here, like, and there's goosebumps because I get so passionate about this. I don't know who I'm talking to right now, but I expect that you listening to this right now, you probably have forgotten more about health and personal growth and self-actualization and anything that you've heard on this podcast, more than most people will learn. More than most of your family and friends have learned. You're like, your friends are probably asking you, why are you listening to another podcast, watching this another YouTube, right? You know, and it's hard to change people. Like, just think about how hard it is to change ourselves, right? Mm-hmm. And I would say also, how much are you putting that into play? Because common sense is not common practice, right? My book, Limitless, when I was first submitting it to my publisher, it was all methodology. And then before I hit send on, you know, in the email, I was like, will 100% of the people who read this book get the results they're hoping for? And I was like, there's just no way. Because a lot of people know what to do, but they don't do what they know. So what's missing? Mindset. And motivation.
Yeah.
But the things to do is always there, right? But do you have the mentality to do it and do you have the motivation? So the first thing is purpose. And I'll give you a hard illustration that I had recently. I was going out and about and I saw someone I thought I recognized. You ever see that? You're like, do I know that person? They call me my name. I was like, oh, that's the person. But I didn't recognize them. It's not that I don't have a great memory. They look totally different. Because the backstory is this person was very, very unhealthy when I knew this person. Mm-hmm. I mean, extremely unhealthy, or very overweight and lethargic. And the friends, we were just, he's not a close friend, but we would just kind of coach him. Just like, oh, you know, why don't you stop smoking that and doing this and drinking that and trying this, you know? And he would take pride in being unhealthy, right? And I see him years later and I don't even recognize him. He looks younger and he's fit and he's got this kind of glow. And I was like, I need to know, because Genius Leaves Clues, like, what happened? He starts telling me all the things he's doing. And I'm like, well, yeah, we've been telling you about that for years.
Yeah.
He's like, yeah, but he's like, a little while ago, I was off on a business trip, you know, killing myself. I came back and my daughter was crying hysterically and had a nightmare that I had died, you know, And she was like, she was broken and she was just like clinging on him. And that was purpose for him, you know, and because of that, he had a reason and he got a result. So I'm just saying, the P times E times S3, you start with purpose. If you don't have purpose in reading that book, you're not going to remember what you read in that book, mm-hmm. right? And most people just, you know, read a page in a book, get to the end, just forgot what they just read because they didn't have purpose, right? The second thing though is someone could have a limitless purpose to work out or to read or to meditate or to start a business and still not do it, because the E is you need energy. Somebody who is exhausted is not going to be very motivated to work out or to study that day or to make those calls they need to make, right? And so if you had a big process, let's say we're going back to working out or reading, like you committed to reading 30 minutes a day and you're not doing it. If you had a big processed meal, maybe that's why, because you're in a food coma, right? Or
so the energy, you're saying,
energy.
So you've got the purpose, you've got the desire, you've got the motivation,
mm-hmm.
but because of maybe your lifestyle behaviors, you've got no energy to kind of act on that purpose.
Right. You have a purpose to drive somewhere, but you don't have the gas, the fuel to get you from here to there because you're in a food coma. Maybe you have a newborn child and you haven't slept in 3 days. You're not being very motivated to go to the gym that day. So I would just say, you know, a lot of what you and I talk about in our books and podcasts is how to get energy, how to manage stress, because stress depletes a lot of energy.
Yeah.
How to create a positive peer group, because energy vampires could steal. I think some people are batteries included. They're born with it, but some people are batteries not included. And they're just stealing everybody else's energy, right? Or the foods. You're eating a lot of processed foods and high levels of sugars and not the best brain foods. And sleep. Can we talk about, you know, like sleep? So if you're not getting that, then you're not going to be, an exhausted person is not going to be motivated, right?
Yeah.
And so exhaustion will make a coward out of anybody. You know, we're not going to boldly go and do what we need to do. And then finally, you could have limitless purpose. to do whatever you're trying to achieve to get out of that box, the money, the relationship, whatever. You could have an unlimited amount of energy and still not be motivated because you need S3, small, simple steps. It's been my experience that sometimes when people set goals, I want to make the next unicorn. I want to find my romantic partner, live happily ever after, my soulmate. I want to make a million, whatever it is. I want to have the six-pack out. It's way too big for somebody who hasn't been close to that. And how do you break that down into a small, simple step? Meaning maybe working out, you haven't done it and you just it's been on your to-do list and you're not doing it. That's too big. A small, simple step, put on your running shoes, right? If you can't get your kids to floss their teeth, get them to floss one tooth, right? Because yeah. Little by little, nobody's going to stop at one tooth. Maybe reading is too hard. Opening up a book is not hard. Reading one line is not hard, right? So I think that how I get my small, simple step is I ask myself this key question. And I would invite everyone to write this down. What is the tiniest action that I could take right now that will give me progress towards this goal where I can't fail? And so you get your small, simple step because little by little, a little becomes a whole lot. So when I'm working and coaching somebody, or I want to be able to get them to do something that's going to be empowering, I want to say, is this their mindset? Do they not believe it's possible? Do they not believe they're capable of doing it? Do they believe they deserve it? Then you know where the intervention is, yeah. Right? In motivation, do they not feel purpose? Do they know it intellectually, but they're not feeling the purpose? Do they not have enough energy, right? So they have to generate more energy. Maybe we have to check their stress or their sleep, you know, or their diet. And maybe they're just confused because a confused mind won't do anything. Right? And so maybe we have to break it down into small, clear, simple steps. And then finally, the last M are your methods. And then those are the methodologies, right? How to lose weight, right? How to be able to sleep better, whatever the method, how to invest and how to do something on with AI, whatever it happens to be. The reason I just put it last is if you don't have the mindset or the motivation, you're gonna be stuck in that box. And so my message to anybody, if you're gonna sum this up, is I think out of the past few years, people feel a lot of fear. And when people feel fear, they're looking for safety. Fear, they're not looking to grow because that's uncertain, right? And that could be unknown and that could be very threatening. And so I would say that maybe look at it through a new lens. Instead of downgrading your dreams to meet the current situation, maybe we should be thinking the opposite. Maybe instead of downgrading our dreams to meet this situation, maybe we should think about how do we upgrade our mindset? How do we upgrade our motivation? How do we upgrade our methods that we're using to be able to meet those incredible dreams?
Hope you enjoyed that bite-sized clip. Do spread the love by sharing this episode with your friends and family. And if you want more, why not go back and listen to the original full conversation with my guest? If you enjoyed this episode, I think you will really enjoy my bite-sized Friday email. It's called the Friday Five. And each week I share things that I do not share on social media. It contains 5 short doses of positivity, articles or books that I'm reading, quotes that I'm thinking about, exciting research I've come across, and so much more. I really think you're going to love it. The goal is for it to be a small yet powerful dose of feel good to get you ready for the weekend. You can sign up for it free of charge at drchatterjee.com/Friday5. Hope you have a wonderful weekend. Make sure you have pressed subscribe, and I'll be back next week with my long form conversation on Wednesday, and the latest episode of Bite Science next Friday.